This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Last week, we talked with Gail Stratman of FMC about the importance of not cutting corners on weed control, because skimping there can cost you more in the long run. But while weed management needs to stay a top priority, there are other areas in the field where making smart cuts can actually work in your favor. Today, we're going to dive into those opportunities to help you save without sacrificing your crop's potential. We'll talk about that next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? Learn more about the innovative uses of soybeans at iasoybeans.com.
One place where money will be well spent this year is precision ag technology. Investing in precision tools can help identify areas where adjustments to crop plans can lead to meaningful savings. By using data-driven insights, growers can make smarter decisions about inputs and resource allocation, maximizing efficiency without sacrificing yield potential.
Those things kind of help because it really helps us understand the variability that can go on a field, and we can adjust those decisions on the fly in the field more than we ever could in the past. And so there's opportunities there to really maximize the efficiency that we're getting both out of products and those trips across the field. And so as we continue to employ more and more of these precision tools, weed control and crop protection is going to be a key piece of that, and we're continuing to research that and incorporate that as part of our recommendations as well.
Stratman says that if there's any place that's got wiggle room, it's using soil testing to determine the exact fertilizer needs of each acre. This approach helps identify areas where a broadcast application can be skipped, saving on input costs without sacrificing crop health.
Past a lot of times, maybe on our nutrient management, we were trying to make sure that we didn't under-fertilize something, you know, and so we might have a little bit extra that we might add to that thing. That's going to be a little bit more of a situation this year where we're going to want to know exactly what we need on that acre and try to maximize what that soil has given us, whether that's from better soil health, from cover crops, from rotational situations, and trying to really utilize those nutrients that are in that soil to and bring that along as part of the program.
Stratman says conservation farming practices still remain the best way to reduce crop protection costs. Techniques like cover cropping and reduced tillage help suppress weeds naturally, lowering the reliance on herbicides.
The other piece of that, when we think about the crop protection side of it, again, weed control, cover crops, row spacing, all those sorts of things go along and help that herbicide program work so much better. So we're not looking to just invest more dollars into our weed control program. We're looking to utilize those other pieces of it that work together so that we can probably save on our inputs on the herbicide program by utilizing some of these other cultural practices.
Stratman says don't be afraid to go back to basic.
Again, it's getting back to and thinking about more of the true basics of weed management, pest management that we've always known about, but in the past maybe we didn't focus on them as much because it wasn't going to be that big of a cost consideration. This year, costs are really going to factor into that as we look at higher interest rates and having to cover that cost. We really need to, one, maximize the return on investment that we're getting out of those inputs, and two, still look at the amount of revenue that we can maximize on that acre throughout the season.
Farming is always about making tough choices, and this year will be no different. With the right strategies and a focus on smart investments, growers can navigate challenges while protecting their long-term success. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.